Chapter 14, 5:15 p.m. Does anyone have a cell signal? 3 hours before nightfall, it was almost completely dark outside. Chase sat in the back and watched the lights as 16 cell phones flicked on. They had been on the bus an hour and a half and had dropped off 4 people. He knew there wasn't a cell signal because he'd been checking his phone since they'd left the school. He wanted to talk to his father and thought about breaking out the satellite phone, but it was only to be used in case of emergency. And in order for it to work, his father would have to have his satellite phone on, which was unlikely at this point in the storm. No signal, no bars, dead as a doornail. Gusts of wind crashed into the bus like ocean waves as they inched along in bumper-to-bumper traffic. The rain poured down so hard it was pointless to look out the window. All they could see were headlights and glimpses of angry motorists. The bus stopped again. The kid next to Nicole got up, along with 4 others, and they made their way to the front. "Okay," the driver shouted. "Do you see your parents' cars out there?" The kids peered through the steamed windows. They said they did. "Are you sure? 'Cause I'm not letting you off this bus unless you do. I don't care how close your house is to this stop. You can't walk in this stuff. If your folks aren't there, I'll drive you to your doorstep." They all swore their parents were waiting. "Okay. On the count of 3, I'll pull the door open and you all bail out quickly so I don't get too drenched. 1, 2, 3. The doors shuttered open and the kids jumped out into the wind and rain like paratroopers. The driver got soaked anyway, to everyone's amusement, except Chase's. Chase noticed Nicole move over to the window seat vacated by the boy. Why? She wouldn't be able to see out, and it was more dangerous to sit near the window than the aisle. He knew he should make his way up to her and say something, but the only things he had to say would sound wimpy. So he stayed where he was, thinking about how dangerous school buses were. At his last school, he'd done a report on them and gotten an A, but the teacher had said it would be best not to put it up on the bulletin board with the other reports because it might scare people. School buses are not designed to operate in winds exceeding 50 miles an hour. Even on a calm day, school buses aren't safe. In every state, it's against the law to drive in a car without a seatbelt. By law, children under a certain weight have to ride in the back, strapped into an appropriate car seat or booster. Parents wait with their kids at the bus stop so nothing bad happens to them. Then they watch them climb into the yellow death trap and blow them kisses goodbye. Florida is one of the few states that require seatbelts in school buses, but only in newer school buses. The Palm Breeze bus was not new. The driver was the only one belted in. Wimp, Chase thought, but he couldn't help himself. Over the past year, he'd seen too many disasters and what happened when people didn't recognize them for what they were. The kids on the bus thought this was an adventure, but Chase knew it was just the beginning of what, for some of them, would be the worst night of their lives.